I welcome fellow members, honorary aldermen, ladies and gentlemen, to this, the 45th annual meeting of the council. Would all councillors, officers and members of the public please ensure their mobile telephones or any other noisy device are switched off. Do all councillors have a copy of the agenda papers? I will now outline the emergency evacuation procedures. For those of you at the rear of the room, if you would leave by the door you entered, nearer the front here, there is a door that, as you can see at the moment, is already open. There are ladies and gentlemen's toilets in the lobby, and water is available nearby as well. The next item on the agenda is to elect a chairman of council for the ensuing year. Are there any nominations for the position of chairman of council?
I'd like to propose Councillor Michael Cleary.
Are there any Councillor Clark?
I presume, Chair, you would want that to be seconded.
In due course I do indeed, yes. I call upon Councillor Keane Duncan to move the motion for the election of the Chairman of Council.
I'll keep this short and brief. I think Councillor Cleary has done an excellent job as chairman this year, and given the absence of any other nominations, I think he should continue and will do a diligent job in doing so.
It's interesting being referred to in a third party, but thank you for that. Councillor Clark, you would like to second if you'd like to say anything further than other than just a second.
I was going to make a long speech seconding your skills and abilities and everything else, but if you wish it to be short, I will just formally second it, other than to say I have thoroughly enjoyed and appreciated your fairness in chairing over the last year. Thank you.
Thank you for that. It has been a two-way enjoyment, Councillor Clark. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Duncan, would you please move, make your speech in favour of the motion?
Sorry, I thought I'd already done that, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we're doing
I'm
it in order.
I'm happy to leave it there, that's other fine. Than I'm sure you'll do an excellent job over the next year.
As the motion has been moved and seconded, I will now put it to the vote. Please vote now.
Chairman, that is 24 votes for and 5 abstentions.
The motion is carried. You'll give me a moment just to adjust the batting order, which is shorter, but we just have to find our place. I believe, in fact, now I have to sign the declaration. So I, Michael Joseph Thomas Cleary, having been elected to the office of Chairman of Rydale District Council, declare that I take this office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of my judgment and ability. Fellow members, normally I get a chance to thank everybody and to tell people what I've done during the year, but I'm going to do that anyway because it has been a great honour and a great pleasure. And working with you all as fellow councillors for the benefit of the people of Rydale. So thank you very much indeed for that honour, and thank you again for that honour, and thank you for this honour of being asked to stay on. I have no excuses if I make any mistakes during the proceedings to say that I'm only in it for a year. So thank you all very much. I'm going to thank Val later on in the proceedings, but I won't steal that thunder right now. So we will proceed. Turning to item 3 in the agenda. No. It is, isn't it? Well, this is because we're having to make it up as we go along, Mike. We will go to the election of vice chairman. Before we do that, I would like to ask Councillor Nathan Garbutt Moore to escort Mrs. Val Arnold, from the top table to her chair. Right. Item 4 on the agenda is to appoint a vice chairman of the council for the ensuing year. Are there any nominations for the position of vice chairman of the council? Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to nominate Councillor Janet Frank.
Is that nomination seconded? Councillor Cousins. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Arnold, would you move your motion, please?
I'd like to move that Councillor Janet Frank is Vice Chairman of the Council.
Councillor Cousins, I call upon the seconder of the motion, Councillor Cousins, to make her speech.
Mr. Chairman, Janet, I think she would make a very good Vice Chairman. She's done her work very well, supported the council over the years and the deals. Gives me great pleasure to second her.
Thank you. Thank you. The motion has been moved and seconded. I will put it to the vote. Please vote now. Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. She said she'll do it only for a year. She doesn't want to be chairman, so we need to think about that during the following year.
Thank you. I believe it is up for re-election or newly election in a year's time. Whoever it is entirely in your hands. Now, as the past vice chairman is already at the back of the room, would you prepare to come forward again to invest the new vice chairman with the badge of office?
You need to announce the results.
Have you got the result? And whilst we're doing that, the result of the election is here.
Chairman, that's 23 votes for, 1 against and 5 abstentions.
The motion is carried.
I, Councillor Janet Frank, declare that I take that office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it accordingly and to the best of my judgment and ability.
Normally, on this occasion, we inform what who our consorts are and chaplains and charities. I think, given that it's all a bit sudden and not planned, we will inform the council in due course. Thank you. Moving on to item 5 on the agenda, are there any apologies for absence?
Chairman, I've received no apologies.
Councillor Duncan.
Apologies from Councillor Chris Delaney.
Thank you. Any other apologies? No, I think we're all there. Right. Item 6 on the agenda is to endorse the minutes of the last annual meeting of Council held on the 17th of May 2018. The minutes are at pages 3 to 14 of the agenda. As Chairman of the Council, I move that the minutes of the previous meeting be signed as a correct record. Is that seconded? Councillor Clark. The motion has been moved and seconded. I will put it to the vote. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 19 votes for and 10 abstentions.
The motion is carried. In relation to item 7 on the agenda, urgent business. I have one item of urgent business to consider, members' champions, which I propose to consider before item 12 on your agenda. Item 8. Do any members have any declaration of interest under item 8 of the agenda? And I will take declarations of the county councillors present as read. Councillor Goodrick.
Thank you, Chairman. As you say, North Yorkshire County Council are already done, but I do need to declare that I am a trustee of Rydale, Citizens Advice, Mid Yorkshire, as it's now called.
Councillor Paul Andrews.
I'm a trustee of the Northern Rooms Committee, Chair, and actually, for the moment, interim chair.
Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a trustee of the YMCA in Moulton.
Thank you. Councillor Thackeray. Thank you. I have no announcements other than what I will inform you later on in terms of chaplain and charities. Turning now to item 10 on the agenda relating to the appointment of a leader and deputy leader of the council. Starting point is that the council's constitution states that an annual council may appoint a leader and a deputy leader. I propose dealing with this in two parts for each position. Namely, inviting a motion on the principle of having a leader and a deputy leader of council, and only if that motion is passed will we progress to nominations for that position. Does anyone wish to move a motion on the principle of having a leader of council? Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. I move a motion that we have a leader and a deputy leader.
I think we'll deal with them separately, if you don't mind, Councillor Arnold. The first motion on the principle of having a leader. Councillor Bailey, sorry. Thank you. Councillor Arnold, please make your speech in favour of the motion.
Thank you, Chair. I firmly believe that over the last 2 years, this council has missed out of a lot of contributions to debate that involves a lot of things that we depend on. We're not contributing to the discussions on the LEP. We're not contributing to the discussions on the devolution. And we're not contributing to discussions amongst the Yorkshire leaders. And I feel we're missing out on that. And that is the reason why I think we need a leader and a deputy leader, because there's an awful lot going on out there. Do I need to speak about deputy at the same time, or do you want me to do it separately?
Separately, if you would.
Okay, that's fine. That's why I think we need a leader, because we're missing out on our contributions to what's going on in the outer world.
Councillor Bailey, do you wish to speak now? Does anyone wish to speak in favour or against the motion? Councillor Clark.
I wish, Chair, that I had written down what I said a year ago, 2 years ago, going back into the mists of time. If you have a council with an overall controlling group, there's quite a lot of arguments put forward nicely by Councillor Arnold as to why you need a leader. If you've got a council that is no party in overall control, then you've got to try and do something that's a little more sophisticated than having either a Tory or a pseudo-Tory representing people who are definitely not Tories. And I can guess who will be supporting on the same side as I am, because they've been saying it for the same years as I have. Very, very difficult. And I'll give you one example. The Liberal group thinks that the A64 duelling, in climate change terms, is carnage. But the two Conservatives groups, the Independent Conservatives and the Conservatives, feel strongly, quite rightly, from their angles, that the A64 should be duelled. How does one individual represent those two diametrically opposed views? So now's not the time to be deciding which is the right view, but to suggest that one person will be able to represent both those views is very questionable. And on that basis, we will be voting against having a leader. But I'm highly delighted to see that Councillor Arnold has been promoted from seconding motions to, in this case, proposing something. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Paul Andrews.
Yes, Chair. What I am concerned about, we are a hung council, Chair, or I would prefer to say that we are a balanced council. And I hope that we can work together in that sense of balance. But when it comes to representing this council, I can see absolutely no problem in the chair of policy and resources representing the council where there are meetings of leaders. But I would object to him or anybody in this council representing this council as the leader of the council. Because what immediately happens is the press latches onto it. Councillor Ives, the leader of Rydale, says. And then all of a sudden, everybody hangs on their breath, and that comes out as though it is council policy and as though the Conservative group control the council. And it gives a totally misleading impression to the public. It would be far better. I worked for this council for 8 years, Chair, when there was no leader of council. This council was an award-winning council. It was a great council to work for, and it achieved an enormous amount. And I was very proud to work for that council. It didn't need a leader. And for that reason, Chairman, I will be voting against this. And I will also, for the same reason, in order to avoid repeating myself, be voting against the appointment of a deputy leader.
I see no other hands. Councillor Burr.
Thank you, Chairman. I must be sat in a corner there for you not to notice me. So a couple of weeks ago, we had the elections, and there was no control. However, there was a vote of 40% for Tories and 60% for non-Tories. If we have a leader, surely the leader should be the representation of the 60%. However, talks have not gone on, nothing's been agreed, so I will be voting against the principle of having a leader. A leader would not be able to certainly represent my views, and I believe the 60% of the views that the electorate gave us on polling day.
Councillor Goodrick.
Thank you, Chairman. I will be supporting a vote for a leader. We have been a leaderless council for 2 years. As Councillor Arnold says, there are decisions being made outside our control and which we have no influence, and we should be in there influencing those decisions. And that might be, as Councillor Clark says, the duelling of the A64. And I appreciate his party does not want to support that, but it's clearly something that I believe we need to do for the prosperity of Rydell. So on that basis, Chair, I will support this, because I do think we've been 2 years where we've not been representative. It's not done us any good at all. We've got mergers going on in the LEP, which I think we need to be part of. We've got devolution happening, and there's all sorts of things that we need to be involved in. And actually, if people want to have an input, come and speak to the leader and make sure your input goes forward. That's the best way to influence things. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Raper.
Thank you, Chairman. It's always nice to have a new tag attributed to you, so it's a pseudo Tory. I'm no Tory any longer. I'm vehemently opposed to conservatism. And I take great exception to being called such. I won't accept the term. Thank you, Chairman. We've been rudderless for a couple of years, and it showed. We were drifting along at the ebb and flow of any particular wind that happened to be blowing along. We couldn't make a decision. We couldn't come to an agreement, even though there was a majority view in most instances. It couldn't get there. We definitely need to work collaboratively. I agree. I'm hoping that we can manage to bridge that particular gap. And if anybody won't work collaboratively for the better good of the district, then they shouldn't be in this particular room in the first instance. The polling went the way it did. That's the people who actually go and put the piece of cross on the piece of paper. They change their mind as much as they change their jacket and their shirts and their underwear. They will not wear the same thing twice, usually. Let's go and make some decisions. Let's go and influence the wider argument in the wider community, not just in this particular room. And we can only do that if we're at that particular table discussing with others in the Yorkshire area what is happening in the wider Yorkshire area. We need to be at that particular table, and to get there and to do that, we have to have one person representing us. We can't all go, and as Councillor Goodrick said, if you've got something that's a burning passion for you and something that you've got a bean of bonnet about, then speak to somebody. Speak to who that person is. Write to them. Contact them. Email them. Thank you, Chair.
I have Councillor Keel and Councillor Thackeray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple of people have said that they'd like to see this council work collaboratively, which I wholeheartedly agree with. We should be doing that, because in the past that's the only way we've actually achieved anything, by collaborating. On that basis, I do not see why we need a leader of this council. I will be opposing this proposal. We have outside representatives on some of the bodies that have been quoted, the LEP, for example, who can represent this council. all this power, which is what it is about, really, should not fall to one person. Quite a lot of those organisations that are having those discussions that, that Councillor Goodrich referred to, we will already be represented by the Chair of Policy and Resources. I just do not feel we need this extra role. If we're going to collaborate and work together and actually be a council that delivers, we do not need this position.
Councillor Thackeray.
I don't have a great deal to say other than clearly by the numbers of the various groups, the Rydale electorate did not elect a Tory leader of Rydale District Council. If a Tory leader is elected, it will be a travesty and the people of Rydale will have been conned. Thank you.
I have no other indications wanting to speak. Councillor Duncan.
I strongly believe that this council should have a leader from this council who can listen to all groups on this council, represent this council externally and who can be held to account by this council. There is the platform, the opportunity to ask questions and hold to account, which we don't have if we don't have a leader in that position. We haven't had for the past 2 years a leader of council, and I do think we have missed out. And I also feel that the people of Rydale have missed out. Whoever occupies this role, and we may have guesses as to who that might be, needs to remember that no one party is in control of this council. The Conservatives, sadly, are not in control of this council, although, of course, I wish that they were. And the person who occupies this role needs to seek to represent as many interests as possible and the interests of all groups and all councillors. That's extremely important. Thank you very much.
Any more for any more? Before going to back to the mover of the proposal, I'll ask the seconder. Sorry, you can only speak once, Councillor Thackeray.
Can I?
You might ask. Councillor Ryby.
My apologies. I'm a newcomer to the council and am trying to learn as I go along. I stood as independent with a group of guys and wore a pink tie until a week ago. I believed I was independent. I was unaware that deals were done about who was in power, and unfortunately I no longer wear a pink tie. Independence to me is independence, and it'd be interesting as to who, if you have a chairman, which colour he wears, the tie I'm talking about. Thank you.
If you're asking, that's a personal question to me as chairman. Well, I am chairman, I am a Conservative. I stood as a Conservative and was elected as a Conservative.
I apologise. The leader of the... Not the chairman, I apologise. The leader you are about to elect, I apologise. I'm nervous and I'm getting confused.
It doesn't show. It doesn't show.
I apologise.
I'm looking around. I don't want to miss anybody. If anybody wants to speak, please do shout. Nobody does. Councillor Bailey is seconder of the motion. Do you wish to speak now?
Thank you, Chairman. Only briefly to say, it may be what's in a name, but out there where other leaders of other councils are discussing collaborative working in those proposals, I do think that it's important that they see somebody from this council in that role. It's not so much what we do, it's how others perceive us. And so I think this is the right way to move forward.
Thank you. See, Councillor Arnold, as mover and motion, you have a right to reply.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Andrews says that it worked very well in the past. However, we didn't have the same decisions being made in the past as we are being made now. If you're not involved, you do not get a slice of the cake. We need a seat on the board to be heard. Sorry, Di, a lot of these committee members are for leaders only. The chair of the PNR does not get a vote. Thank you.
The motion has been moved, seconded and debated. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 17 votes for, 11 against and 1 abstention.
The motion is carried. Now that council has agreed to have a leader of council, are there any nominations for the position of leader of council? Of deputy leader of council. Well, I was right first time. Now that council has agreed to have a leader of council, are there any nominations for the position of leader of council? Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to nominate Councillor Keane Duncan.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Thackeray.
Yes, I'd like to second myself. I'll nominate myself.
Right. Dealing with them in order, with the proposer of the motion for Councillor Duncan, please make his opening speech.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Duncan has been a member of Rydale District Council for 8 years. Most of that time, he has danced around the fringes of the running of the council, but now, with great gusto, he's thrust himself into the rough and tumble of running the council. But it's not just our council which it's working with, it's other councils in North Yorkshire. Then there's devolution popping its head up. And there is also the amalgamation of the LEPs, both of which we must have a say to enable us to grab the piece of the cake. I fully support him and wish him well. He's a young mind, just a bit younger than mine, well able to cope, and he's not a bad lad really. So I look forward to working with him.
Councillor Bailey, a seconder, do you wish to speak at the moment? Councillor Thackeray, are you a proposer or seconder for yourself?
I'm a proposer of myself.
And Councillor Paul Andrews is seconder. In which case, Councillor Thackeray, would you like to open your nomination?
Can I speak?
With your microphone on it.
We did have a demonstration on how to use a microphone. I wasn't actually going to read a poem this today, but I think this is the perfect moment, actually. This is W.B. Yeats, so I know...
W.B. Yeats is wonderful. I hope it's shorter than 3 minutes.
It's from the collected poems of W.B. Yeats under the chapter Responsibilities. And it's entitled To a Child Dancing in the Wind. Dance there upon the shore. What need have you to care for wind or water's roar? And tumble out your hair that the salt drops have wet. Being young, you have not known the fool's triumph, nor yet love lost as soon as won, nor the best labourer dead and all the sheaves to bind. What need have you to dread the monstrous crying of wind? Thank you. Anybody second that?
Councillor Paul Andrews has seconded. Do you wish to speak now?
Observe my position, Chair.
Thank you. And then I'll open it to the floor to speak for or against either of the nominees. And when we vote, we'll vote for or against, and it'll be in alphabetical order. So it'll be Councillor Duncan for and Councillor Thackeray against. I think that's the way that we will vote on that subject. Councillor Burr, I think you indicated to speak.
And we're speaking on the nomination,
yeah.
Aren't we now? So first of all, Councillor Arnold, you actually did get your facts wrong. Councillor Duncan hasn't been with us for 8 years. He's only been with us for 4 years. Councillor Duncan, as I've said before, does not represent 60% of this council. He represents 40% of this council. And as he has stated previously, he wished the Tories were in control, so giving him this position would actually mean that they are in control. All hopes of brand new collaboration and administration have been dashed and have now been kicked into the grass. As I've said, 2 weeks, the electorate voted not to have a Tory administration, and the back deals have been done. And we do know that all the chairs and all the committees are sorted out before we come to this meeting. and the Rydale Independents, who fiercely say that they are no longer Tories, are propping up the Conservatives and going to make this deal work. No wonder politicians and councillors get bad reputations for this. This is not what the electorate expected. Rydale will be back to the same old rowing and scrapping, and the new leader will go and represent the Tories and the ex-Tories that are now the Tories, and I don't feel they represent me. I'll go and speak, but I don't think they represent me. All hopes of working together seem to be dashed. The numbers game is going to be played, and surprise, surprise, the Rydale Independents and the Tories working together, hey-ho, we've got the Tories in power yet again. I'll sit back and let you vote for your backroom deals and your new leaders of chairs and your vice chairs, and you can carry on with that, but it's just such a bad way to start a new council. And quite frankly, I often get told this on the doorstep and I just try to be polite, but the electorate say all those dirty dealings, it stinks, and I agree with them. It really does.
Just before we go on a little further, I have you, Councillor Thackeray. Councillor Thackeray, you might allow the rest of the council to listen to your colleague rather than waving the newspaper around. It might be distracting if people are wanting to... We've seen it. I think what we're doing at the moment is just people want to listen to your colleague. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to take some of us a little back in history. 2 years ago, all party leaders collaborated all around. And at 11 o'clock on the morning of full council, everybody was agreed. No deals, nothing at all. Absolutely solid how the whole of the council, in a balanced council, would work. Between 11 o'clock and 3 o'clock, it was wrecked. Completely wrecked. And it was wrecked by a councillor in here who is calling for collaboration. And if that is that councillor's view of collaboration, to agree and shake hands and settle everything at 11 o'clock, and I would have to leave here at 10, and I got back at 3:05, not the 2 o'clock I'd wanted to. And one of my colleagues running alongside the car said, the wheels have fallen off, all deals are off. How on earth can anybody negotiate and discuss when that is the position? We have got now people speaking against having a leader because you can't do it. We agreed with that. And then standing for leader. I'm confused. There must be some logic to that. And the newcomer to the council, I have agreed with an enormous amount of things that he has said and done. But to oppose having a leader because you can't represent a cross, and then to stand for leader, is baffling to me, but no doubt in the summing up we will have it explained to us. But as for collaboration, I am as keen as anybody. Don't remember interrupting. I'm as keen as anybody to collaborate, but I'm not prepared to collaborate and then have a bucket full of it drop from a great height on top of my head. Then we sorted it all out, and then to be told 2 years later we're doing a deal and not collaborating. Doesn't quite stand up, Chair. Thank you.
I don't think we have anybody else wanting to speak. Councillor Janet Frank.
there's a lot being said about our group,
joining the Tories and being Tories. I certainly am an independent councillor. I was voted on as an independent councillor. I'm independent in my ward and I'm independent to this council. I'm not going to give anybody a history lesson about what happened over the last 12 years. I want this council to look forward, not backward. Not be thinking what happened 2 years ago. Let's think about what's going to happen in the next 2 years and look forward and go forward. And for that, I firmly believe we do need a leader. We need a leader to be out there and get our point of view over to the LEP and the other important meetings out there. We've been a council without a leader for long enough. We need a leader. We need somebody out there taking this council forward, not looking back. I'm firmly for as electing a leader, and I think you ought to think long and hard about not having a leader, because we miss out on so much stuff that's going on in the rest of Yorkshire without a leader. Thank you.
I'm looking around to see if anybody else wishes to speak, then I'll go back to the seconders of the motion. I haven't. So, Councillor Andrews, as the seconder for the motion to elect Councillor Thackeray, you have a chance to speak now.
Yes, Chair. Actually, I'm going to speak against Councillor Duncan. We are told we're going to have a leader who's going to represent the coal council, that there's going to be a collaborative leader, we're going to go forward collaboratively, and that whoever is the leader will be able to will listen to everybody else and they will work with them. And the question is, does Councillor Duncan fulfil this requirement? And the answer is, frankly, no. Because and that is the very first thing he did when having been leader was to have a meeting. And the meeting included Liberals, the old independents, or whatever they call themselves, Rydale First, and the Conservatives. The other two groups were not invited. So Councillor, so far from being a collaborative leader, Councillor Duncan is going to be a divide and rule leader. And therefore, I say he is not the right person to become leader of this council. I think Councillor Thackeray, he speaks his mind. You know where you are with him. He is by far to be preferred. Thank you, Chairman.
Councillor Bailey is seconder for the motion to elect Councillor Duncan. Would you just speak now?
Thank you, Chairman. I do think, to be honest, it's what's in a name. And when you're out there with the other leaders of York and North Yorkshire and the region, whether it's the chairman of P&R or whether it's the leader of the Rydale District Council, that the constitutions of those groups are set up and geared to having a leader representing each council. But the truth is that a leader of this council can only lead on the decisions that this council makes. And so it's a bit silly to say that they'd rush off and do everything, because you can't lead if you don't have the backing of your authority. And so I don't think that there's anything much to fear in this. It'll just make us better represented out there in the talks that are to come.
Councillor Thackeray, you have the right of reply.
Thank you. I've tried to find another poem, but I can't find one that's worthy of this council. I don't have a lot to say, really. I think I said what I said before. The electorate voted for independent thinking people and not a Tory collaboration, whatever these groups like to call themselves. And I think the public, when they get to know the way that the shape of this council is going to how is it going to appear, how it's going to operate, will be appalled. And I will personally do my best to spark a revolution from here on. Thank you.
Councillor Arnold, your right to reply.
All I really want to say is that there's a lot of money kicking about out there, an awful lot of money. And if we want things doing in my deal, you've got to be there to grab it. And if we aren't in, you won't get it. Thank you.
The motion has been moved and seconded on each party and debated. As I explained before, we're working in alphabetical order. If you wish to elect Councillor Duncan, press the plus or for button. Councillor Thackeray, it's the against or minus button. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 17 votes for, 5 on the against, and 2 abstentions.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
17 on the for, 5 on the against, and 2 abstentions.
Councillor Duncan is elected as Leader of Council.
We may have a small number of people who did not take part in the vote because we were given the options of for and against. So not voting, you have to make up numbers with.
Sorry, do you think there are some people who have... we've got 22, 24 votes there. There are people who haven't voted.
We deliberately didn't vote, Chair, because we were left with for or against when we were... not wanting to vote for either.
I find it. Either way, Councillor Duncan is elected with 17 votes. Well, move on. Thank you. We'll stick to the agenda best we can. Does anyone wish to move a motion on the principle of having a deputy leader of council? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to move that this council does elect a deputy leader of the council.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Councillor Duncan, would you like to open your motion?
I think it's vital that we have support for myself as leader of this council externally, and to make sure that as wider breadth of this council is represented as possible, and therefore I believe there should be a deputy leader of this council.
Councillor Bailey, do you wish to speak now? Does anyone wish to speak for or against the motion? No? In which case we'll go straight to the vote. Or all three.
Chairman, that's 17 votes for and 17 against.
As Chairman, I will cast my vote for the principle of having a deputy leader. Yes, quite.
Did I say 17?
Could we have the numbers again, please?
Apologies, Chairman. 17 for and 12 against.
The motion is carried. Councillor Burr, you wanted to say something.
Thank you, Chairman, for allowing me to speak. We haven't been given any financial information, so could I just ask yourself or Chief Executive, is there any financial implication to these two roles of the leader and the deputy leader, please? Because I think it's important that councillors need to know that if we've just voted to spend more of the taxpayers' money, but I'm not sure whether there is or there isn't.
I don't either. I will have a written reply prepared for you and sent in due course, if that's all right.
Well, that's not really all right. I'm sure that the Chief Executive will know, and I think it's important that we know today.
If you give me one moment, I'll find if the knowledge, if it is known, if it isn't, then we'll revert.
Thank you.
I think there is an answer, and we'll give it to you. There is an allowance for each position, and that it is as follows. For the leader, the allowance is £3,814.43. And for deputy leader, it is £564.12. Deputy leader is £564.12. To the penny, Simon. Councillor Thackeray. Councillor Burr.
Thank you so much for answering that question. I think it's important. And could I ask the leader and the deputy leader, are you actually going to take up those allowances?
I think, as it's newly arrived at the position, they can have a ponder on that and maybe answer you later. I don't think we need to delve into the agenda right now on that subject. We will move on. Now the council has agreed to have a deputy leader of council, have we agreed that yet? We have agreed. Where have we got to? We've agreed as deputy. We have. Yeah. We have agreed to have a deputy leader of council. Are there any nominations for the position of deputy leader of council? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Steve Arnold.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Duncan, would you like to move a speech?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep this short and brief, as he did about me. I think Steve is diligent, hard-working and determined. He has experience already of representing this council externally, having done so as the Vice Chair of Policy and Resources. In short, I think he is the best man for the job, and we will be working very closely together in partnership with each other, and I believe that together we can represent all interests and all councillors on this council. A lot has been said about the two of us, our two groups, working together. It's clear that we are doing that. I think this is a new era for the council, and I continue to believe that there does need to be a new approach to business. I have been on this council 4 years, not eight, but even in that time I have seen how this council runs and how this council operates, and it has not been as good as it should have been, and therefore I think we do need to ensure there is more cooperation between all groups and all councillors, and that there is that collaboration too. That's my determination, and I think Steve shares that also. So I think Steve will do an excellent job as deputy leader of this council, and I look forward to working with him.
Councillor Bailey, a seconder, do you wish to speak now? Does anybody wish to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Burr.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, obviously, I spoke against the leader and will speak against the deputy leader. I've heard what Councillor Duncan has said, and he said that he wants collaboration between all councillors. So let's hope the next phase that we're going to vote on, that we have some chairs and vice chairs from different political groups, etc., and let's see how it works.
I haven't had any indications. Anybody wish to speak? Don't let me miss you. No. Councillor Bailey, do you wish to speak now?
Thank you, Chair. I do think that having Councillor Arnold as a deputy leader will help reinforce the position of this council outside. I'd just like to take the opportunity of picking up on the allowance. And clearly this council's allowances are set with some consideration of the tasks involved. And it is up to the individuals whether or not they take those allowances. But it could well be that the leader of PNR has been having to do the chair of PNR has been having to do the leader's circuit, which is quite a bit of work and quite a bit of travelling. They may have been having to do that without getting any remuneration at all. So it is fair that those allowances are not set to personal people. They're set to the tasks perceived. They can be revisited. They don't have to be taken. But it seems only fair to point out that maybe the chair of PNR has lost out in the last couple of years.
Councillor Duncan, you have a right to reply. Do you wish to add anything? In which case, we'll go straight to the vote. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 17 votes for, 7 against, and 5 abstentions.
I hereby declare that Councillor Steve Arnold has been elected Deputy Leader of Council for the ensuing year. Turning now to item 11, the allocation of seats on committees between political groups and the appointment of members to committees. We're looking at the officer's recommendation in paragraph 2.0 of the report circulated. The Chief Executive has asked me to thank group leaders of political groups who have supplied nominations for the committees before this meeting. Could an officer please furnish Councillor Paul Andrews with a copy of the report? Would it be an idea, I know it's new to, I know Councillor Andrews, and for one, has only just received this, would it be an idea to have an adjournment just for 5 minutes to let people settle in their minds what's been proposed and what's been recommended? No? We'll work on, okay. Oh, right, you were, okay.
We were nodding at your suggestion, not nodding in disagreement, Chair.
Thank you for that. I know, Councillor Andrews, you've obviously only just received it, so I'd like to give you time to study it. We'll have 5 minutes. Is that enough? 5 minutes, then. Shall we make a start again, everybody? Take your seats, please. So I'll repeat the thanks from the Chief Executive for the group leaders who have supplied nominations for committees before this meeting. I think we're still waiting for one or two, including subs. I intend to deal with these recommendations in three parts. Firstly, we will deal with recommendation one. Then we will deal with recommendation four relating to the election of chairman and vice chairman of the standing committees, with the exception of the licensing committee. After that, we will take names from the remaining political groups for committee places. We will then deal with the remaining recommendations en bloc. With regards to recommendation one, will someone please move a motion, please? Councillor Clark.
Annex A to be moved.
That's the starting point.
That's what I thought. But
yeah.
Can I add, and I'm most disappointed not to receive the Chief Executive's thanks for doing something that we haven't done, but you may recall that when we've had the elections of chairs and vice chairs in the past, you can end up with somebody who no longer wishes to be on a committee that they were intending to be and hoping to be the chair or vice chair of. So it's fine doing it this way round, but I do hope you'll give the leeway to move things around if it doesn't work to what individuals and groups.
There are gaps already at the moment which we'll need to fill in, but certainly I'll bear that in mind. We'll deal with Annex A first. Yeah.
People are on there and need to be able to shuffle.
Indeed.
I move Annex A, Chair.
Is that seconded, anybody? Councillor Arnold.
Oh, yes.
Councillor Clark, do you wish to say anything in support of the motion?
I think for once, Chair, I can say this is non-controversial and I move it, which are not normally two phrases that go together.
Savour that moment, gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen. Councillor Arnold, do you wish to say anything at the moment? No. In which case, I'll put it straight to the vote.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
The motion is carried. Dealing next with recommendation four relating to the election of chairman and vice chairman of the standing committees, with the exception of licensing committee. For each position, are there any nominations for the position of chairman for policy and resources? Councillor Arnold.
I nominate Councillor Keane Duncan.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? In which case we'll go straight to the vote. The nomination is Councillor Duncan for Chairman of PNR.
Chairman, 24 votes for, 4 against and 1 abstention.
Councillor Duncan is elected as Chairman of Policy and Resources. Are there any nominations for the post of Vice Chairman of PNR? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Arnold.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Is it a nomination, Councillor Thackeray? No?
No.
I'll be right with you. Councillor Duncan, do you wish to say anything on the proposal? Councillor Bailey is seconded. Do you wish to speak now? Councillor Thackeray.
It would appear to me that all these positions have been secretly, privately arranged, and if you ask Councillor Duncan for the list, I'm sure you can fill it in from there. Save us a bit of time.
Councillor Clark.
It would appear to me, Chair, that it's exactly the same as we did 2 years ago when we had all political parties agreeing, including the one led by Councillor, as was at the time, Wainwright, when we all agreed all the places for all the chairs on a collaboration basis. And then what happened? A group turned them all upside down. You don't have to look through too far, Councillor Thackeray, to find out which group it was, and shook the whole lot out on the floor. And on that basis, I would have been more than happy to have had full discussions this time with everybody, but having had a bucket, as I explained, I don't think I have to explain this twice, dropped on us from above 2 years ago, why would we want to do it again?
We will go straight to the vote then. Nobody else wishes to speak.
Chairman, that's 22 votes for, 5 against and 2 abstentions.
Councillor Steve Arnold is elected as Vice Chairman of Policy and Resources. Moving therefore on to Chairman of Planning. Are there any nominations for Chairman of Planning? Councillor Duncan.
Just looking down my list, I'd like to propose Councillor Caroline Goodrick.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Councillor Burr.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to nominate Councillor Andrews.
Councillor Paul Andrews?
Yes.
Not Joy Andrews, that's all the two Andrews.
No, I don't think Joy's on it, no.
I'm just writing it down to make sure I've got it right. So, propose. Second. Councillor Duncan, as proposer of. Councillor Goodrick, would you like to speak now?
Only to say, Mr. Chairman, that Councillor Goodrick has served for a long time on the Planning Committee, has lots of experience in doing so, and I think will do a very good job as Chairman of the Planning Committee.
Councillor Bailey, do you wish to speak at this moment? Councillor Burr, do you wish to speak?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Councillor Andrews has been on the Planning Committee a very long time and will do an excellent job of it and has got a lot of experience and would be somebody from a different group. Thank you.
Councillor Mason, do you wish to speak as seconder? No. Are there any other nominations? In which case, we will go to the vote. Paul Andrews.
I'd just like to say a word, Chair. The reason why I put myself forward is because I am the only person on this council, as far as I know, who has the necessary experience and knowledge and professional expertise in the past to deal with issues where members are in disagreement with the officers. We've had two serious issues while I've been on the Planning Committee. The first one was a request by Moreton Town Council to consider a revision of the Rydale plan. That went to the Chairman of Planning at that time, and the Chairman of Planning, presumably on the advice of officers, refused to put that up, to put that matter to the committee, which is why I now have to introduce it as a notice of motion for the next meeting. The second thing was the second major thing, because there have been minor things in between, was instance in regard to the petrol filling station at Wellham Road, Norton. This is a matter of huge local interest, and the committee just bent over backwards and blew with the wind when the officers threatened them with a costs application. I am the only person on this council that I know who is capable of resisting this kind of pressure, and that is why I'm putting myself forward. I don't care whether I win or lose the vote, but I'm making the point very, very strongly indeed.
We will go straight to the vote, I think. I think everybody's had a fair crack of the whip. Now then, as there are two nominees, going back to the rule of alphabetical order, If you wish to vote for Councillor Paul Andrews, press the plus or four button. If you wish to vote for Councillor Caroline Goodrick, press the minus or against button. Are we all clear on how we're voting? Please vote now.
Chairman, that is 7 votes on the for and 22 on the against.
In that case, Councillor Goodrick is elected as Chairman of Planning. We move therefore on to Vice Chairman of Planning. Are there any nominations for the position? Councillor Arnold.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Snowy Windrus.
Is that seconded? Councillor Raper got you first. Are there any other... Councillor Burr.
I mean, I'd like to nominate Councillor Paul Andrews.
Is that seconded? Councillor Thacker, I got you. Councillor Arnold, would you like to speak in favour of Councillor Windrus?
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to say that Councillor Windrus has been on the Planning Committee for an awfully long time. He's a past chairman of the committee and a past vice chairman of the committee. So I think he's got all the experience to continue with this job.
Councillor Raper, do you wish to speak now as seconder? Councillor Burr, as a proposer, would you like to speak now?
Yes, Chairman. I would like to say that we should have a little bit of cross-party on the planning because it's supposed to be non-political. I've sat on the planning for many, many years and I've always found it a good committee to sit on. However, I do feel that we need to start changing the way that the planning committee is sometimes put under a little bit of pressure regarding certain items. And I think that whoever gets this post, I want them to be really, really firm and make sure that... the members' wills, they are taken into account rather than the threatening behaviour that can sometimes happen.
Councillor Thacker, a second. Did you wish to speak now?
No, thank you.
In which case, we'll go straight to the vote. Again, alphabetically, to vote for Councillor Paul Andrews, press the plus or four button. For Councillor Snowy Windrus, press the minus or against button. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 7 votes on the for and 22 on the against.
Councillor Windrus is elected Vice Chairman of Planning. Moving on to overview and scrutiny, are there any nominations for Chairman of ONS? Councillor Mike Potter.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Councillor John Clark.
Is that seconded? Do I have a seconder? Sorry, Councillor Joy Andrews. Are there any other nominations? In which case, Councillor Clark, Councillor Potter, would you like to speak for the motion?
Well, I'd just like to refer members to the name of the committee, which is Overview and Scrutiny, and in particular the scrutiny part of it. And I believe in the last couple of years with Councillor Clark as chair of that committee, he's performed this function admirably and fairly. And there are one or two outstanding issues which really require continuity. So I would very much recommend that that happened. Thank you.
Councillor Andrews, as seconder, do you wish to speak now? Councillor Burr.
Are we talking in favour?
For or against, yeah?
Yeah. I would like to support this nomination. I think that the role of scrutiny is so important, in especially a council like this. And I haven't been on the scrutiny committee, but a former colleague of mine wanted to say through me how admirably that Councillor Clark had managed that committee, and the scrutiny role was fair, and it was done in depth, and a lot of knowledge was taken in behind looking at the papers, etc. So the time and effort was put in by the chairman. I think Councillor Potter is quite right to say that we have got unfinished business in this council. We've got a lot of outstanding matters that need to be brought to a head, because we've had a pretty miserable time over the last 4 years. A lot of things have been done that's been very upsetting to the council. A lot of money has been cut and jobs have been lost, and it hasn't been a happy time. I think that scrutiny is a vital part to keep this council on its toes. And I think, bearing in mind what has just happened, obviously that all the chairs, the vice chairs, the chairmanships, everything is going to particular groups, I hope that we can scrutinise with Councillor Clark and other members as well.
Councillor Keel, I see you.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I think I've mentioned this word once more earlier this afternoon. Collaboration. I sit on the scrutiny committee and have done for some time, and it is an excellent example of collaboration. Councillor Clark goes to a lot of trouble to make sure members from all political persuasions are involved in those discussions. And very briefly, because it's repeating, we have got unfinished business that we need to continue in, and I think that would be best done under the chairmanship of Councillor Clark. Thank you.
Councillor Raper.
Thank you, Chairman. It doesn't go downhill from now, John. Sorry. Yeah, I'd like to endorse Councillor Clark for the position of chair of overview and scrutiny. Yes, it has got unfinished business. It has been a pleasure to sit in on a couple of the three of his inquiries recently. He's always thorough. We don't always see eye to eye. We never have. I hope that we never will fully, that we'll always have that difference of opinion. But we get on, and that's the main important thing, Chairman.
Councillor Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Councillor Clark, I think, is well renowned across North Yorkshire for being really a pain in the backside, I would say, across the county. But I think he has surprised everybody from almost every group, including his own, with his style of chairmanship of overview and scrutiny and the excellent work that he has done over the past 2 years doing so. I do fear him holding me and the rest of policy and resources to account, and that's why, really, I 100% back him to do this role.
I don't see anybody else wishing to speak at the moment. Don't let me miss you. Councillor Clark.
I'd like to speak after the vote, Chair, rather than doing it twice, if that's possible.
Yes, indeed, I will allow this. Nobody else wishes to speak in the debate. I think everybody's for. Councillor Potter, as proposer, would you like to speak in reply?
I'm afraid I can't add anything to those plaudits.
And Councillor Andrews is second at no, in which case I'll go straight to the vote, please, for or against the motion.
Chairman, that's 28 votes for and one abstention.
Councillor Clark is elected as Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny, and he would like to say something briefly, and I will allow him to speak briefly.
I abstained on the basis of support for Councillor Windrus, because I thought there may not be an abstention the way that was going. The only problem with this, and I thank everybody, I think the only one who got near to the truth was Councillor Duncan, with his phrase that I don't think should be repeated in full council. What was concerning, though, is it did sound a little bit like an obituary. And on that basis, I was thinking, is there an element of wishful thinking going on here? Chair, can I thank everybody for that support? I will endeavour. The door, the telephone, the email, the ears will be open to anything that can be done to try and do two things: right wrongs, and also to keep those that are in power on their toes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. And we'll move now on to the position of Vice Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny. Are there any nominations for Vice Chairman? Councillor Clark.
I would like to nominate Carrie-Anne Braxton.
Is that seconded? Councillor Mason.
No.
Oh, no, sorry. Is that seconded, that motion? Councillor Joy Andrews. Any more nominations? Councillor Mason.
I'd like to nominate Di Keel.
And is that seconded? Councillor Burr. Councillor Clark, would you like to speak for Councillor Braxton?
What has been most disconcerting this afternoon is, and I think virtually all group leaders and people who've been on the council for more than 4 years will know that Overview and Scrutiny is where people are sent. And I've always felt that is a sort of not the most encouraging committee to be on when you get there and you look round and there's nine other people who've been sent there. And I think it was a year ago, there was a massive scrabble to get on there. And I couldn't quite understand that. And that was followed up over the months afterwards with people going away again. My reason for proposing Carrie this time is that I think we need new blood where we can get new blood in the positions rather than the swapping backwards and forwards we have. And there's no offence to Di Keel on that comment at all, because Di has been immensely supportive over the last 2 years. And we've still got unfinished business, Di, something to do with going to the Constitution Working Party. But much as Di and I might like to say, as we came onto the council at the same point, that we are young, fresh blood in here, I think it could be construed slightly inaccurate. And on that basis, I think we've got to have somebody who is new to it, learning and helping to build for the future of the council. Thank you very much, Chair.
Councillor Joy Andrews has seconded. Do you wish to speak at this moment? Okay. Councillor Mason as mover for Di Keel.
I think we need to have someone from a different representative group on the Overview and Scrutiny. I think Carrie can probably do a really good job, but I do think the experience of Dinah this time is vital to continue the work that John and started before.
Councillor Burr, a seconder, do you wish to speak at this moment?
Yes, I'll speak. I think the reason that I would like to support Councillor Keel is that she has done this job before, and I can only say that she was very successful, and we never had any complaints or anything regarding that. And I just think that because of all what's gone on today, I just think that that would be quite helpful for John to have somebody from a different party, but as I say, Councillor Di Keel did a very, very good job, and her support probably would be valued by John.
I'll open it to the floor, please, if anybody wants to speak for either of the nominees. No? In which case, I'll go straight to the vote. Again, Councillor Clark.
Yes, Chair, in summing up, it is fascinating. It must be something to do with the way the Liberals tell them. We've had 16 years, to my knowledge, on this council where we've had the chair of PNR on some occasions, but the same party as the vice chair. And we've had on planning the chair and vice chair of planning both being of the same party. But when the Liberals do it, oh, dear me. Oh, no, it'd be better if we had a mix of parties. And I defy anybody to tell me they'd heard that said in here in the last 16 years, but when we propose it, we can't do that. And I'll just leave you with that thought. Can we have a little bit more open minds? And if Darry and I are not working together, if Carrie wins, or if Carrie and I are not working together, if Di wins, I will be staggered. But that said, I'm trying to bring somebody on that is new. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Mason, do you wish to reply in any way? In which case, I will go straight to the vote. There are two nominations. Alphabetically, Councillor Braxton, to vote for Councillor Braxton, press the plus or for button. For Councillor Keel, press the minus or against button. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 21 votes on the for and 8 on the against.
In which case, Councillor Braxton is elected as the Vice Chairman of Overview and Scrutiny. Please may I now have group nominations for committee places. And I wonder if, again, just so we can get the list in order, we haven't actually had everything yet. We might have another 5 minutes just to formulate the list to vote on. Would that be an idea? Yeah.
Apologise, Chair, but the secretarial side has collapsed.
Well, that's why I'm giving you 5 minutes
to
resurrect it. Let's have the names in the next five or 10 minutes, if you will. We'll have a slightly longer adjournment just to allow people to stretch their legs, etc. If we could gather again, please. I think we're all here. What I propose to do is read out the list that have been given to me by all the groups here, and then ask somebody to move second, and I think just vote straight through. So I'll read out. Well, we can do it en bloc. All the lists have been provided by people, unless there's a general feeling against doing it en bloc. Yeah. What I'll do then is read out the lists that have been provided to me. Yeah. So for the Policy and Resources Committee, and I'll read it out in party as well. So if people want to follow by party. Conservatives, Councillor Duncan, Delaney, Dockra and King. On the... The Rydell First, Independent, Councillors Arnold and Frank, and substitutes Windrus and Raper. For the Liberals, Councillors Wass, Joy Andrews, and substitutes Councillors Potter and Clark. For the Independents, Councillors Ryby and Thackeray, and substitutes Councillors Paul Andrews and Councillor Burr. For the Overview and Scrutiny, for the Conservatives, Councillors Oxley, Garbett Moore, Middleton and Bailey. For the Rydell First Independents, Councillors Raper and Cousins. For the Liberals, Councillors Clark and Brackstone. For the Liberal Democrats, Councillor Keel. And for the Independents, Councillor Rain. For the Planning, the Conservatives, Councillors Goodrick, Cleary, McKenzie and Graham. Substitutes, Councillors Dockray and Bailey. For the Rydell First Independents, Councillors Windrus and Hope. Substitutes, Councillors Frank and Cousins. For the Liberals, Councillor Potter. Substitutes, Councillor Joy Andrews and Councillor Clark. For the Liberal Democrats, Councillor Mason, substitute Councillor Keel. For the Independents, Councillor Paul Andrews, Councillor Burr, and substitutes Councillor Raby and Councillor Thackeray. Can I double check before we go any further that I have the list correct that has been presented to me? I beg your pardon, are you not a substitute on?
No, I am, but it's
SNR. Thank you for that.
On both lists.
Mr. Chairman.
Councillor Duncan.
I just wanted to check, you didn't read out the substitutes for the Conservatives. We have submitted them, they are on the sheet. But just wanted to check that acceptable for Policy and Resources.
I think I did read out the subs. I'll read them again if there's any. They're on the list, and I think I did read them, but it'll be on the tape. Is everybody clear? In which case, can I have somebody to propose this list then? Councillor Clark. And a seconder, Councillor Bailey. And we may as well go straight to the vote, for or against the motion to accept the list as presented here. Please vote now. There are no subs to Conservatives anyway. Not for ONS. We all voted. Has Councillor Windrus gone?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
That is unanimous and therefore passed, and we'll move on. Turning now to any other business. Members will see an information report, a list of member champions at Appendix A page 35 of your papers, and a role description at Appendix B on page 37. Are there any nominations for members' champions? Councillor Duncan.
Just to take guidance from you, Mr. Chairman, about how you want to do this, individually down the list, or what you see best?
I think we will do it by the list. Have we all found the paperwork, and we're on the page 35 of the papers? Are we all there? I know some people have only just received the paperwork this afternoon, so I'm allowing time just to get up to date. The list is on page 35. We will deal with nominations there for the member champion for children and young people. May I have nominations, please? Councillor Burr.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Rain, please.
And is that seconded? How did I get you, Paul, for seconder? Yes. Is it? Other nominations.
Sorry, are we just picking off ones that...
We're looking at the Member Champion for Children and Young People.
Could I propose Councillor Sue Graham for Children and Young People Member Champion?
And is that seconded by Councillor Bailey? I'm being a bit slow today. The first nomination was for Councillor Rain, and it was proposed by Councillor Burr and then seconded by Councillor Andrews. We'll get it right, because it's good to get it right from the start for me, for my benefit. The nomination is for Councillor Rain, proposed by Councillor Burr, seconded by Councillor Keel. Are there any other nominations? No. In which case, Councillor Burr, would you like to speak as proposer?
No, I think we'll do it alphabetically like we've done all the time. But I think, are we going to give a little...
Well, yes, yeah, I'm saying, would you like to speak on behalf of Councillor... Do you want to speak? You've moved... You proposed Councillor Rain. Would you like to speak for?
Yes, I do want to speak, yes. But I thought we were going in alphabetical order like we've done before.
That's for the voting, really. But you were first up, so you get first.
Fine. Yeah. Yes, as a new member to this council, I'd like to propose Councillor Rain. She's worked with, I think, hundreds and thousands of young children throughout Rydale, not just in Moulton. Many children come from all over Rydale to be taught by Angela. Not only does she teach the young children, but she gets them involved with different fundraising activities and events which benefit other vulnerable children. This is all very, very good for their well-being, and it's really good to build their self-esteem. Another thing that Angela is a champion for is young children's mental health awareness. And she's been on many, many courses recently, up and down to London, and really, really put herself forward to champion this. I know she's very passionate about this. I think that she would serve this council very, very well, and she would do an excellent job for us. And I think as a new councillor coming forward, we should back her. Thank you.
Yeah. Councillor Keel, would you like a second? Would you like to say anything?
No, I think that's fine. I think it's all been said. I've known Angela for many years, and she has just huge experience with young people. Absolutely ideal for this role.
Councillor Duncan, as proposer of Councillor Graham, would you like to say a word now?
I believe Councillor Graham is going to tell the Council why she would like to do this role and the experience that she's got.
Thank you. Yes, I've been in the teaching profession for over 30 years, and
I've taught every age group from small children right up to university students. And I feel that I've always had a very good rapport, particularly with the youngsters that I've had to teach in some very, very difficult and challenging circumstances. And for that reason, I feel I would like to do this job. Thank you.
I just interrupt?
Yes, Councillor Burr.
I didn't realise you were going to let the applicant...
Could
Angela just say something?
Yes, indeed. I think we'll do it... I should have actually said that the proposing seconder, but as the nominee has already spoken from one side, I will certainly go straight to Councillor Rain if you'd like to speak now.
Thank you, and allowing me to speak. As a new person, just bear with me. Obviously, Lindsay and I said about my passion for children, young people. I've been teaching for over 48 years, children of all ages from 2 to 18. Many of them obviously actually children nowadays, 25. And as Lindsay said about, isn't just the mental health and well-being of young children, which I am very passionate about as a mental health first aider, and advocate for the Royal Academy of Dance, adolescent young dancer, and so on. With the children that we come to Kirkham Henry, we do have children of all walks of life, and it's those children that we're passionate about to make sure every child, whether they're millionaires or they haven't two halfpennies rubbed together, we sort them all out equally, and it's the equal that I'm passionate about. Thank you.
Councillor Bailey is seconder for Councillor Graham. Do you wish to say anything? No. I'll open it to the floor. Councillor Paul Andrews.
I would just say, Chair, that if you've seen the performance of Councillor Rain's girls and the men at the pantomime at Rydell Youth Theatre, you would feel extremely honoured that she's on this council, from whatever political persuasion you might be. And I would strongly suggest that you put party differences aside and you accept that she is the best person for the job.
Any more for any more? Councillor Thackeray.
Yes, just in respect of Angela and her performing arts school, Kirkham Henry. I've spent 25 years as a promoter of the arts, working with, I can proudly say, with the current Poet Laureate, the last Poet Laureate, the Poet Laureate of Scotland, and the former Poet Laureate, and involved with classical music, contemporary jazz, you name it. That's okay. My belief is that Kirkham Henry Performing Arts, under Angela's leadership, is the most important asset to this district, bar none. The cultural life of those children, the inspiration for those children, whether they go on to professional dance, professional performance, or merely take that skill and those social skills into their life, it is the most magnificent organisation in this district. Angela is one of the reasons why I want to be on this council, to be able to support activities for young children and young people and create new facilities that are desperately needed for Angela and her students. I could talk for hours, to be honest. My daughter has attended Kirkham Henry since she was 1.5 years old. She's now 17. She loves ballet, she loves contemporary dance, but she loves people. And those young people interact with the tiny tots, work with the 18-year-olds. And it's an organisation like no other. And Angela is a lady like no other. And frankly, she has to be the person in this role. Thank you.
Any more for any more? Councillor Goodrick.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm going to speak for Sue, and this is by no means against Angela, not at all. But Sue's got a really good career in education. She's worked with young people all her life. And I'm not going to denigrate what Angela does, but nor should we denigrate what Sue does either. And what I am going to say, it is a really refreshing change to have member champions who actually champion what they believe in. So good luck to both of you. I'm sorry, Angela. My vote will be for Sue, as you would expect, but it's not against anything you at all.
Just one person at a time speaking, please. Any more for any more? In which case, don't let me miss you. I don't want to miss anybody. No. We will go to the vote, therefore. Going back to alphabetical, if you wish to vote for Councillor Graham, press the plus or four button. For Councillor Rain, press the minus or against button. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 13 on the for, 13 on the against, and one abstention.
That's 13 on.
13 for, 13 against, and one abstention.
Therefore, I have the difficult, if not impossible, decision, and I will go with Councillor Graham. I'm only 56. I have plenty of time left to make bad mistakes.
Mr. Chairman,
Councillor
Duncan, have a look at the screen again. I think one member's vote wasn't recorded on the screen.
One of ours.
Well, I think it's Councillor Middleton.
Is it not working?
Middleton.
There. Well, Snowy's gone.
Snowy's gone, yeah, but Middleton next row.
Tracy Middleton. I think we just add the vote to the if it's now recording, it's now working, is it? I'm told that technically it's not possible to simply add the vote as it wanted to. I will rerun the vote if that's unless there are any objections to that from the floor. If you've got a reason for the... if there's a... Councillor Rain. Have you an objection to rerunning the vote?
I have an objection. Can you hear me?
I can.
I would just like to withdraw and let Councillor Graham take the position. Thank you.
In which case, what we have to do is actually rerun it. It's a new motion... with one candidate, with one nominee. Can I have a proposer? We already have a proposer and a seconder, so we'll vote for or against the motion. The motion being that Councillor Graham becomes the member champion for children and young people. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 22 votes for and 6 against.
Councillor Graham is therefore the member champion for children and young people. Moving on to member champion for IT, are there any nominations for member champion for IT? Councillor Thackeray.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Duncan.
Okay. Is that seconded? Are there any seconders for Councillor Steve Arnold? Are there any other nominations? Councillor Thackeray, would you like, as proposer, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I would. Councillor Duncan is incredibly adept at sending emails, and his use of IT is second to none, in my opinion. Would you agree, Keane? Thank you.
Councillor Arnold, as seconder, do you wish to say anything? Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Chair. I was just thinking in terms of filling up inboxes that something like pots and kettles appear here, but I could have got it wrong.
Councillor Bailey, you wish to speak.
It's just a matter of procedure, Chairman. I don't know whether Councillor Duncan's prepared to take that role or not. It would be perhaps useful to know.
He hasn't declined it. Councillor Duncan.
I don't wish to fulfil the role as member champion for IT. I think I've got some other roles that are going to preoccupy more of my time than that one. However, if it stands as a nomination and we have to vote, well, we will vote, and I would urge people to vote against me. But I don't know what the protocol is, Mr. Chairman.
I think the protocol is that you're a bit slow in declining it, so it stands. Let's just have one person at a time talking. The Chief Exec wished to just speak to me. I am told, in fact, that this is a list to draw from. We don't have to have them all. And as Councillor Duncan has actually declined, I think in this term we will accept that decline, that refusal to accept the proposal. Are there any other nominations? In which case, we'll move on to the next member champion title. There aren't, so we'll move on to older people and adult safeguarding. Are there any nominations for this, please? Councillor Mason.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Dykeel.
Is that seconded? Councillor Burr.
I'd like to second that, Chair.
Are there any other nominations? Mm. Councillor Mason has proposed. Do you want to say anything?
No, there's no one else standing. So.
That's fine. And Councillor Burr?
Yes, I would like to support Di in this role. I've held this role for quite some time now, and I've really, really enjoyed it. I think, for me particularly, the safeguarding part of what we do is very, very important. And if you remember, I did actually bring that to full council so that we could ensure that the taxi drivers could be trained in safeguarding. So that would protect vulnerable people, old and young. And I think that Di would bring a different dimension to it, because she does actually work with older, vulnerable people. I hope that you will have as much pleasure on it as I did. And as I say, the safeguarding panel for me was the most important thing. So I'd like to support you.
I'll open it to the floor. Does anybody wish to speak for or against? Councillor Goodrick.
Chairman, thank you. I'm going to support the nomination for Councillor Keel to be the older person's champion in adult safeguarding. She brings with it some really strong professional experience, and again, it's so refreshing to see that member champions are picking up on things that are pertinent to their professional lives.
Councillor Clark.
It's unusual, but word for word what Councillor Goodrick said, absolutely superb, and I think she would make an absolute superb champion. Thank you, Chair.
Any more for any more? In which case, we will go straight to the vote. For or against the motion, please vote now.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
I'm very happy to say unanimous, and Councillor Keel, your member champion for older people and adult safeguarding. Moving on to staff issues and equalities. Have we any nominations for this post, please? Councillor Joy Andrews.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Councillor John Clark.
And is that seconded? Councillor Potter. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Joy Andrews, would you like to speak for the motion?
No, I think we should just go straight to the vote if there are no other nominations. Thank you.
Councillor Potter, do you don't wish to add anything? We'll go straight to the vote. Please vote for or against. Please vote now. Has Councillor Paul Andrews gone? Shall we wait for a minute and allow him to vote? It's pretty. I think, in fact, it's going to be fairly clear.
It currently stands at 26 votes for and one abstention, Chairman.
It is fairly clear. I will accept that as a true reflection. So Councillor Clark is elected as Member Champion for Staff Issues and Equalities. Moving on to Waste Management and Climate Change. Have we any nominations, please? Councillor Keel.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to nominate Councillor Steve Mason for this role.
And is that seconded? Councillor Simon Thackeray. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Clark.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Potter.
And is that seconded? Councillor Joy Andrews. Any more nominations? Nope. Councillor Keel, would you like to speak for your motion, please?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. The reason I'm nominating Councillor Mason for this is that he comes to this council with a huge range of experience on climate change issues particularly. He's negotiated nationally on this topic. He has relationships with large national NGOs. He also, and I think this is a really key point, and I keep coming back to this word collaboration, he's working cross-party on climate change and renewable issues nationally. And I think his huge wealth of experience just makes him an ideal fit for this role. He's very knowledgeable on subjects like renewable energy and everything really in his professional career makes him an ideal candidate for this particular role. I think that's all I want to say. I really hope that members will, as I think Caroline said, look at people's professional background in this area, because Councillor Mason has that background.
Councillor Thackeray has seconded. You wish to speak at the moment?
No, thank you.
Councillor Clark, do you wish to speak on behalf of Councillor Potter?
Yes, please. Thank you, Chair. Climate change and waste management. We've been looking into climate change on the aforementioned Overview and Scrutiny Committee. Councillor Potter was there to every single meeting, despite not being a member of the Scrutiny Committee, and others were there with him on the same basis. If you look locally, probably the biggest impact so far of climate change is flooding. Parts of Helmsley, Norton, Pickering, etc., have all been hit by flooding. And I don't think, with the exception of Dyckhill, there's anybody anywhere near to competing in work done on flooding in Rideau. So on that basis, I've absolutely no hesitation of supporting Councillor Potter for this role. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Anne Joyners, do you wish to speak at this moment? Does opening to the floor, does anybody wish to speak for or against each of the candidates? No, in which case we'll go to the vote again. Alphabetically, for Councillor Mason, press the 4 or plus button, or for Councillor Potter, the minus or against button. Please vote now. So I'm I think I've written that down wrong. For Councillor Mason, press the plus or 4 button. For Councillor Potter, the minus or against button. Is that right? That's what I said, yeah.
Chairman, that's 8 votes on the for and 20 on the against.
Councillor Potter is appointed member champion for waste management and climate change. Moving on to parish and town councils, have we any nominations for that? No. Nope. We're not bound to have them. We can come back to them at any point, I think. Councillor Thackeray.
I just had a brainwave. I got a nod from Councillor Duncan. I'll propose Councillor Duncan. Thank you.
Councillor Duncan, do you wish to accept that nomination?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right.
It's because you're not interested in the villages, you see.
We'll move, therefore, on to sport and physical recreation. Are there any nominations for this position? Councillor Clark.
I was considering nominating Councillor Thackeray on the basis that he twitched a second ago, and on that basis it clearly was something he was looking for. I would be more than delighted, Chair, to nominate you on the basis that you are trying to gain a year in life by doing everything this year that you did last year. And on that basis I'd like to propose you if you'll accept the nomination.
I do, and I have enjoyed 4 years of representing not so much the general sport and recreation, but in particular the cycle forum. And I feel we've made great progress with that, and I accept the nomination. Is that seconded, anybody? Councillor Arnold. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Thackeray.
I'd like to propose Councillor Raper.
Does Councillor Raper accept the nomination? Right. Are there any other nominations, please? There are no other nominations. Therefore, please vote for or against the motion. Please vote now.
Unanimous.
Thank you, that is unanimous. I love that word, unanimous. We're moving on to health and safety enforcement. Are there any nominations? Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Councillor Raper.
Is that seconded? Councillor Hope. Are there any other nominations? No. Therefore, go straight to the vote for or against the motion for Councillor Raper.
Chairman, that's 27 votes for and 1 against.
Councillor Raper is elected to health. You may, Councillor Raper.
I did. Thank you, Chairman. The Hackett report is out. It's got to be complied with. It's got to be adhered to. It's going to be very important for local authorities to make sure that what we do is exemplary. That's the wording that she uses, exemplary, not compliant. We've got to be exemplary in what we do, and we've got to make sure that others are following and adhering and showing an example as well in the provision of buildings are fit for purpose and don't kill people while you're in them. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. We now move on to representatives on outside organisations. Members will see a covering. Councillor Duncan.
Mr Chairman, can I just check that Council has voted on the recommendations 2.1 to 2.3. 2.3 in particular, which calls for the Council to undertake a review of the member champion rule.
You're quite right. I've lost my place in all the paper. If you will turn on to page... Was it 33? So if you find your place in the agenda again, page 33, the recommendations that Council instructs the Democratic Services Manager and the Council Monitoring Officer to undertake a review of the member champion role, bringing any recommendations back to Policy and Resources for consideration and final agreement by full Council. Are we all clear on that recommendation? Can somebody propose that we accept that? Councillor Clark, second Councillor Burr. Sorry, Councillor Clark. Yeah, Councillor Burr seconding.
I just wondered, I was going to, I don't, rather than move an amendment that would take time, we do need to look at, and I thank the officers for putting this, the members' champions onto the agenda, but we do also need, in terms of members' champions, to look at where they fit into the Constitution. And if that is the case, and I'm not asking anybody to give us an answer now, but if it does need to do that, its trip to PNR should include a trip to the long and long-waited-for Constitution Working Party to then go back to PNR to come to full Council. I just hope that step can be, it doesn't, as long as we get an assurance that's going to happen, it doesn't need to be put down in here. And that'll save a lot of time.
Councillor Duncan.
I'm just going to say I'm fine with the principle of that going there, and if perhaps if Councillor Clark was moving an amendment to do that, I would happily second it, but if it's fine, that's okay.
Does anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Duncan.
I do have an amendment as well, Mr Chairman, which is to add a 2.4 in the recommendation, which is that all appointments as member champions stand only until the outcome of the review detailed in 2.3. That may be implicit, I don't know, but I just want to make that clear. And I think we may have made some right decisions tonight or some wrong ones, but I think revisiting it after the review would be a sensible thing to do. I have got it seconded and I've got it on a sheet.
If you bring it through, I'll read it and we'll vote on the amendment. Proposed by Councillor Duncan, seconded by Councillor Oxley, to add to the recommendations 2.4, that all appointments as member champions stand only until the outcome of the review detailed at 2.3. If I just pass it to the solicitor. Councillor Duncan has proposed that you should say anything on it.
Just simply what I said a few moments ago, that obviously there are a lot of new members in this council chamber. We haven't, I don't think, had a proper opportunity to know exactly what these roles involve, what their responsibilities might be, who has the best credentials perhaps to do them, and therefore I think if we are looking at all of these member champions again and where they fit in terms of the constitution and everything else, that we may have slightly different titles for some of these, we may have slightly different responsibilities, and therefore it would seem sensible that after that review is complete, be it a month's time, 3 months' time, or 6 months' time, whenever that might be, that we look again at who's doing these and perhaps reappoint or keep the same people. I just think that's a sensible thing. And it may be implicit in 2.3, I don't know, but I think we should look at it at that point.
Councillor Oxley, seconded. Do you wish to say anything?
Thank you, Chair. I think two things. One, I think we've seen when we've been looking at member champions, finally, we have people in this chamber who have got expertise, and we should be making the most of that expertise in these roles. My problem with this is that I'm not convinced that the roles are defined yet, not even sure that we will want all of them, and that there won't be other member champion roles that we're recommended to accept as the world changes. So therefore I think there is some sense in just making this for a year, get the review out of the way, let's get the titles as they are going to be, let's lose the ones that we don't need, let's get the ones that we do need, and then let's again use the expertise in this room, rather than playing petty politicking, let's use the expertise in this room to get things right for the people, to get things right for the people of Rydale.
Councillor Clark.
I think I accept, and having only heard the wording of Councillor Keane's amendment, and as he's the chair of P&R, he can reassure me if that's possible, that it mustn't be an automatic thing. There probably ought to be a council's gap between the two. In other words, the recommendations go to one council, where it will either be agreed or slung out or amended or whatever, and then at the following council, whatever the changes are. Because if you try to do it at that council, you can have people lining up to do things that don't exist or get moved by that council. There must be a gap between the two. The second point is the amendment, as I've got it here, that the posts of member champions are fitted in appropriately into the constitution, and that was Councillor Oxley's point as well, and hopefully Councillor Duncan will accept that, but I'll hand the wording in to the top table, and then if you accept it, that will get both of those done. No, I'll go for a trot, the exercise will do me good.
Oh, you're trying to stop me. I like a bit of stroll. You just had it.
Okay.
Councillor Duncan, it is a second amendment, but I'm tempted to add it to the first amendment, and we can vote on the two together because they make sense to go together. Can I read it out, and if you would be prepared to accept it as an addition to this amendment, we can deal with it all in one. That the posts of member champions review be fitted in appropriately into the constitution. Are you prepared to have the run together, or do you want to run second? That's it. So the amendment, and I will read the two. The amendment is now.
Yeah, if he's accepting the amendment, if he's accepting the amendment should just go into the minutes that it was proposed by one, seconded by another, and accepted by the mover, and then it's into the motion.
Well, it's into the motion. I'm going to read it out as one motion, and then people can know what they're voting for. Yeah. So, as an addition to the report 2.4, that all appointments as member champions stand only until the outcome of the review detailed in 2.3, and that the posts of member champions review be fitted in appropriately into the constitution. Are we happy with the wording of the amendment? Yeah. So, as proposer, Councillor Duncan, do you wish to speak on the motion? No. Councillor Oxley, seconder? No. And I will open it to the floor. Does anybody wish to speak for or against the amendment? In which case, we'll go straight to the vote. Does anybody wish me to read the amendment again?
Yes, please.
Councillor Thackeray. 2.4, that all appointments as member champions stand only until the outcome of the review detailed in 2.3, and that all posts of member champions review be fitted in appropriately into the constitution. Please vote now for or against the amendment.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
That lovely word, unanimous. Thank you. We'll go back to the original recommendation, the substantive recommendation. Can I have a mover and a seconder for that, please? Councillor Oxley, Councillor Bailey. Does anybody wish to speak for or against? Then we'll go straight to the vote for or against the recommendation as amended. Please vote now. Have we all voted? Councillor Thackeray, have you voted?
And that's unanimous, Chairman.
Thank you. That is passed then. That is carried. Moving on to representatives on outside organisations. Members will see a covering report giving information on representation to outside bodies and a list of appointments of representatives on outside bodies. Council needs to consider the appointment or nomination of representatives to serve on outside organisations for the next 4 years. I propose to deal with this as follows. Firstly, to work down the list dealing with vacancies and any changes. The nominees for any positions which are contested will be moved, seconded and voted upon during the process. Secondly, the nominees for any positions which are not contested will be moved, seconded and voted upon en bloc. If you just allow me to find the requisite part in the agenda. The first position is the Rydale Citizens Advice Bureau, we need a nomination for a representative, please. Are there any nominations? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Sue Graham.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? In which case we'll go straight to the vote. Please vote for or against Councillor Graham for Rydale Citizens Advice Bureau.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
Okay, and now for the substitute, the nominations for the substitute. Councillor Goodrick.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I nominate Tracy Middleton based on her experience and her previous work at CAB?
And seconded by Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Please vote now for or against.
Unanimous, Chairman.
Secondly, Rydale Community Transport, the RICAT, have we a nomination for a representative? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Claire Dockra.
And seconded by Councillor Bailey. Councillor Thackeray.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Duncan. Thank you.
Is that nomination accepted? Are there any other nominations? Please, therefore, vote for or against the nomination.
And unanimous, Chairman.
And the substitute, have we a nomination for the substitute? No. We'll therefore go to the Rydale YMCA Board of Management. There is a representative position to vote for. The other representative is head of paid service or nominated representative. So we'll vote for the representative nomination. Councillor Duncan.
Can I propose Councillor Steve Arnold?
Seconded. Councillor Raper. Are there any other nominations? Please go straight to the vote then. Okay.
Chairman, that's 26 votes for and 2 against.
Therefore, Councillor Arnold is not is the representative. Substitute for the Rydale YMCA Board of Management. Nominations? No. Then we'll move on. Nominations for the Harrison Collection Trust. Councillor Clark.
You may recall, Chair, or you may not, that 4 years ago or 2 years ago we had this arrived as a decision, and I actually believe that legally that we can't appoint a representative to a trust, and on that basis I think it would be inadvisable for us to even attempt to do it, but we could ask the officers to check what the situation on the trust is. And I think it certainly was 6 months or a year ago the chair of that trust was Tim Thornton. I tried to ring him this morning to get the definitive position, but I couldn't. But on that basis, I think it would be illegal to. We are not a trust, so therefore we cannot appoint a trustee, and we can't appoint a trustee to somebody that we aren't. So on that basis, I think it's probably best left alone, Chair, at the moment.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey, I have you first, and then Councillor Andrews.
Thank you, Chair. I wasn't looking for a nomination, just previously on some of these roles whereby the person has to be accepted by the body that we're putting forward to, then the procedure is that the council puts forward a nominee and the trust either accepts them or not. That's happened in the past, so that might be what this means. Personally, I'm happy to let it go.
Councillor Paul Andrews, do you wish to add to anything?
Yes, Chairman, it all depends on the constitution of the body that you're appointing to. If the constitution says that they will accept a nomination from the council, then that nominee automatically becomes legally a trustee. If the constitution doesn't say that, then of course it's up to the trust. But I see no reason why we should not nominate representatives. And then it's up to the trust and the nominee to sort it all out. I don't think we need to sort of get involved in legalities because it just makes things a lot more complicated and unnecessarily complicated, and it means we have to come back to this meeting again.
Thank you all for that. I think the wording, therefore, is that we nominate somebody to present themselves to the trust for acceptance or otherwise. Yes? No? So are there any nominations? No? No? Well, there you go. Moving on, and we don't need a sub either. The Moulton Community Sports Centre Finance and Premises Governors. A nomination for representative, Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Tracy Middleton.
Is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Please vote for or against. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
Thank you. That is no.
Councillor Oxley.
Councillor Paul Andrews.
Chair, the next item is the Milton Rooms Management Committee. Can I say that Councillor Jeff Aikam did a splendid job when he was elected to that role? There's nobody from our group who's going to put themselves forward, as far as I know, because we're all. Yeah. Nearly all of us members of the trustees already, but I really would welcome somebody like Jeff Aikam who's prepared to spend time, effort and dedication to that role.
If we can just hold that thought for a moment, we'd need the results of the Moulton Community Sports Centre Finance and then a sub. So have we got the result for that? No. Is it working? It's not going to change the result. So the result is otherwise unanimous. Councillor Middleton. Have a nomination for any sub? No. No. We will therefore go on to the Milton Rooms Management Committee. Councillor Paul Andrews, your comments are noted and current. Have we any nominations for the representative? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Chris Delaney.
And seconded by Councillor Bailey.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to second that. I can't promise that he's a very good lookalike for Councillor Aikam, but I can assure Councillor Andrews that he will be a good representative.
Right. Councillor Paul Andrews.
Can I just come back at that? Chairman, this council offered Milton Rooms match funding for a post at the Milton Rooms, and Councillor Delaney was one of four members of the town council who did their very utmost and succeeded in stopping the Milton Town Council from providing that match funding. I would ask members not to appoint him.
Are there any other nominations, therefore, for the Milton Rooms Management Company? We have one nomination, Councillor Delaney. Please vote for or against. Please vote now. He's a new member who has presented his apologies for this meeting.
That is what I suspected, Chair, but I think that's a little... I've no problem with this person doing this job, but I don't really know the problem with them not doing it. We haven't even had a chance to meet them at all, this individual. And we've probably been saying...
I have asked you...
I am talking to you.
Yeah. I take your point, and moving onwards through the list, where there are people who are not known by the council, I'll ask the proposer to outline the nomination. We will vote, we have voted on the Milton Rooms Management Committee representative. And the result is...
Chairman, that's 17 votes for, 4 against and 7 abstentions.
Therefore, Councillor Delaney is elected a representative. Are there any nominations for substitute? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Ray King.
And that's seconded by Councillor Bailey. Councillor Duncan, would you like to outline Councillor King's qualities for this post? Okay. Any other nominations? Councillor Rain? You can, yes.
Thank you. As a new person here, I find a lot of what's happened this afternoon quite fascinating, actually. And when Father Tim started off at the beginning with the most wonderful speech, I thought, gosh, this is going to be wonderful. And then I found... things are not what Father Tim was hoping. But on that lines, what as I'm sure you're aware, I'm passionate about performing arts, and the older people in this town love the Milton Rooms, and they go to the Milton Rooms, they sing there, they go and watch shows. What I do not understand is how somebody can be on a Milton Rooms management committee if they're against the Milton Rooms. Forgive me, but I am flummoxed by this. If you're on a, surely, if you're on a management committee, you're there for the Milton Rooms and everything that it stands for. So how can people vote? I'm sorry, it's just me as a new person. How can people vote for somebody that's against the place? I'm really just taken back by this, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah. Right, we are, thank you for your contribution. We are voting for the substitute. The nomination is Councillor King. Councillor Bailey, do you wish to add anything as seconder? No. Are there any other nominations for the substitute for Milton Rooms Management Committee? No. Please vote for or against the motion.
Chairman, that is 24 votes for and 3 abstentions.
So, Councillor King is appointed as substitute. Moving on, the Rydell Folk Museum, are there any nominations for representative? Councillor Arnold.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Councillor Janet Frank.
And seconded, Councillor Raper. Are there any other nominations? No. Councillor Arnold, would you like to highlight Councillor Frank's suitability for this role?
I will. Councillor Frank lives in that direction, not quite nearby, but she's not far away. She's been on this committee for an awful long time and is well experienced in volunteering and helping them in the museum. So I think she's a wonderful person to go there.
Councillor Aper, do you wish to add anything to that? No, in which case we'll go straight to the vote. Vote please now. Have you voted? Yes, you have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chairman, that's unanimous.
Did we get Councillor Thackeray's vote? I don't think we did. Councillor Thackeray's there. That's unanimous. And a substitute for this, the Rydell Folk Museum. Are there any nominations for sub? No. Rydell Tourism Advisory Board. Are there any nominations for representative? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor William Oxley.
And seconded by Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? No. Please vote now.
Unanimous.
Thank you. Right. Are there any nominations for substitutes? No. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Michael Cleary.
And is that seconded? Councillor Oxley. Are there any other nominations? No, we'll go straight to the vote. Sub for Rydell Tourism Advisory Board, the nomination is myself. Too late, we've had the nominations. You will. We will work it. We will. Councillor Oxley.
Now the vote's taken, could I just say something?
You can.
Yeah, thank you. As you'll all be aware, there have been some issues with tourism around Yorkshire in recent months. I know there were things going on in tourism in Rydell in the last few years that probably
some really good stuff come out of, but some stuff's been missed. All I will pledge to this council is that it is a new world in tourism, and I will do my best to ensure that Rydale punches above its weight in what is probably the most important sector for the district.
We're just awaiting the result for the sub. That's in which case I promise to help him punch against my weight as well. We'll move on to the Welcome to Yorkshire Annual General Meeting. Have nominations for the representatives, please. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Claire Dockra.
And seconded by Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Duncan, would you like to outline Councillor Dockra's suitability for the role? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Councillor Dockra, would you like to say a few words? Just one at a time, please, folks.
Sorry, yeah, obviously it's my first time, so it's very nerve-wracking. Thank you. I'm in the tourist business industry. I'd like to go. I'd like to see what's happened and what they've got to say about what has happened over the last year or so at Welcome to Yorkshire. That's where I'd like to go.
Are there any other nominations? No, please vote now.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
Thank you. Nominations for a sub. Substitute, Councillor Arnold.
To nominate Councillor Windriss.
And seconded. Councillor Thackeray. Are there any other nominations? No. Councillor Arnold, would you like to highlight Councillor Windriss's suitability?
Everybody knows Councillor Windriss, and he does work in the tourist industry, so I won't say any more.
Right, please vote now. Oh, Councillor Burr.
I think this is all very fascinating, and for us oldies here, we do know some members, but it is really, really helpful, Councillor Arnold, for new members to just say a few words so that they can actually have a meaningful vote rather than, oh, it's all right, we all know him, so let's just carry on. You know, it would be quite helpful and professional. Pardon? What? Helpful and professional that you stand up and just say a few words.
Councillor Arnold.
Councillor Windriss has been a councillor for 12 years. He has been on this committee for I don't know how long, but quite a while. He works in Helmsley in a hunter's shop, so he's very free, available, and knowing all about the tourist industry and people coming into Helmsley. So I think he's well experienced in looking at what is happening in the tourist industry.
If you would like to go to the vote now, please vote for or against.
And that's unanimous, Chairman.
Thank you, that is carried. Moving on to the District Council's network. The representative is the leader of council, so we move on. The Local Government Association. We need a nomination for representative, Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Steve Arnold. I think he has experience of doing this in the past, and therefore I think he's the best person to carry on doing that.
Right, and is that seconded? Councillor Raper. Are there any other... Councillor Thackeray.
I'd just like to make a comment just on the for the benefit of Councillor Arnold and his good health. He seems to be appointed to umpteen committees. Is he going to actually have the time to deal with them all effectively?
Well, that's a personal comment. Do you wish to reply, Councillor Arnold?
Well, yeah. These meetings don't work. Meet every week. They meet every 3 months, something like that. I am semi-retired.
So I do have some time, I do work a bit, but I juggle things around, so I need to attend to these meetings. They're not days, they're afternoons or evenings, so not a big meeting.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? No. Please vote now.
Votes for chairman and 2 votes against.
So, Councillor Arnold is elected the representative. For the Local Government Association General Assembly, the representative is chairman of Policy and Resources Committee, and there are no substitutes permitted. For Local Government North Yorkshire and York, the representative is leader of the council or chairman of Policy and Resources Committee, if no leader, and the head of paid service. Moving on to the North York Moors National Park Authority, nomination for a representative, please. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Jim Bailey. Thank you very much.
And seconded by Councillor Bailey. I know Councillor Bailey very well, not everybody does. Councillor Duncan, would Councillor Bailey like to highlight his qualities for this role?
I can briefly, Chairman. It's something which deals with land management in particular and landscape farming and land use. It's something I have a lot of knowledge and experience in, and I currently chair the National Park Authority. So it's something that I'm looking forward to continuing those skills along with others on that board.
Are there any other nominations? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Janet Frank.
Well, we'll deal with. We'll deal with the two together. So, to Councillor Frank, and again seconded by Councillor. I think Steve Arnold was first. Janet, would you want to say anything on this? Councillor Frank would just give a few words, just to for the benefit of the newcomers.
I'd be pleased to go back on to National Parks Committee because the whole of my ward is in the National Park and the work I do up there is relevant to my ward. I'm on quite a lot of committees up at National Parks and the stuff that we deal with up there is all relevant to my ward. So I think it's important that I do represent my ward well if I'm on the National Parks. Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? In which case, the two nominations for two posts, please vote for or against now.
That's unanimous, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillors Bailey and Frank are elected. Moving on to the North Yorkshire County Council Scrutiny of Health Committee. Have we any nominations, please? Councillor Potter.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate John Clark.
Is that seconded? Councillor Joy Andrews. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Mason.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Di Keel.
And that's seconded by Councillor Burr. Councillor Potter, would you like to say a few words about Councillor Clark's nomination, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yeah, during the time that Councillor Clark was on the North Yorkshire County Council, this was a particular interest of his, the scrutiny of health. It does involve certain aspects of unconventional gas extraction and so on. So I'm sure Councillor Clark would be a very appropriate person to be talking to this committee. Thank you.
Councillor Joyanders, do you wish to add anything? Councillor Mason, would you like to speak in support of Councillor Keel?
I think, you know, the work John has done on health stuff, particularly around the fracking issue, is admirable. I think that was ably assisted by Tim Thornton, who was the health advisor at the time. I think Diana's a better fit for this because of her role in the charity of the Health Alzheimer's Society. And particularly as a demographic in this area, there's a lot of very elderly people, and I think Diana is a better fit for this role.
Does anybody else wish to speak from the floor? There are two nominations, and we'll go in alphabetical order. Please vote for Councillor Clark plus or for, and for Councillor Keel minus or against button, if we're all clear on that.
One vote on the for and six on the against, Chairman.
Councillor Clark is appointed to the position of representative. We have a substitute. Are there any nominations for substitute?
I'll nominate Dyke Hill.
And seconded by Councillor Burr. Councillor Arnold.
I'll nominate Councillor John Raper.
And is that seconded? We have a seconder for that nomination. Are there any other nominations? No. Councillor Mason, we've already heard from you about Councillor Keel. Do you want to say anything again, add to the suitability?
Yeah, just that I think Diana and John would be quite a good team on that. So that's all I have to offer, really.
I'll come. You're seconders, aren't you? So if you'd like to speak.
Seeing as though you missed me last time, Chairman, but I will forgive you.
Apologies.
Yes, I was thinking actually about the match, that obviously John having the position and then Di being the substitute, I think that would be a really, really good fit. And I think that we need to really go back to what Caroline Goodrick said about making sure that the making sure that the role fits the person. And Di has got such a lot of wealth and knowledge and experience around the Alzheimer's, which is mental health, etc., etc. And I think that is something that particular committee will look at. So I think that it would be a good duo if we had Di as a substitute. Thank you.
Councillor Arnold, do you want to say anything on behalf of Councillor Raper? Councillor Raper.
Thank you, Chairman. I have served on this committee previously. I've got 20 years of experience going back almost serving on the Health Committee or other organisations of a similar ilk. It isn't the only organisation that I have an interest in as far as health is concerned. I'm a health and wellbeing champion, separate from being an elected councillor. I've got the certificate to prove it if anybody wants to see it. Don't always agree with John Clark. He knows that, I know that. But I think when we do work together, we work together well.
Councillor Keel.
If I could just speak as well, Mr. Chairman, in view of the fact Councillor Ray has. My experience, as I've already said once this afternoon, is in the health field. I've worked for the Alzheimer's Society for about 12 years now, and I have a general interest in older people's health. But I also am a trustee, a long-standing trustee, of Next Steps Mental Health Resource Centre in Norton. Mental health is a big interest of mine, having had some wide experience of that, both personally and professionally. I'm also a mental health first aider, and I just feel that because I have this breadth of knowledge in the circuit, professional knowledge, it's something that I could actually really contribute to. I'm also very passionate about women's health. There are still major issues in this country around women's health and women's rights to health. And that's my case. I hope you will support me. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, there are two nominations, working alphabetically. For Councillor Keel, press plus or four. Councillor Raper, the minus or against button. Please vote for or against now.
Chairman, that's 18 on the for, 5 on the against, and 5 abstentions.
Therefore, Councillor Raper is a substitute. Moving on, the North Yorkshire, City of York and East Riding Strategic Housing Board. I beg your pardon. Sorry, what have I said? Go on. I do beg your pardon, I've written it down there. Councillor Keel is appointed the substitute. My apologies. The North Yorkshire, City of York and East Riding Strategic Housing Board. Nominations for a representative, please. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Caroline Goodrick in this position, simply because, as the Chair of Planning, I think it aligns quite well to her function.
And is that seconded by Councillor Bailey? Are there any other nominations? Councillor Burr.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Councillor Paul Andrews.
And that's seconded
by somebody.
Councillor Thackeray. Any more nominations? Councillor Duncan, would you like to say something about Councillor Goodrick's suitability for the role?
Sorry, yes, I had just hinted on it there, but I think with the role that this board fulfills, that it should really be the Chair of Planning that goes and acts as a voice for the Council to be able to then feed back. So really, I think she'll do an excellent job in doing this and is the right person.
Councillor Bailey is seconded. Do you wish to say anything? Councillor Goodrick, I'll give you a chance to speak.
Thank you very much. It's just a brief, really. The North Yorkshire, City of York and East Riding Strategic Housing Board has a contiguous border with my ward. I am concerned about the level of development that's going on across our borders. It will impact on us both as a district and as a county. So it is something that I am quite passionate about, and I think we need to keep our housing here, our land here for our housing, and not open it up to other people.
Councillor Burr.
Thank you, Chairman. I would like to think that somebody who hasn't got any chairmanships or any other outside bodies would be good at this particular role. Councillor Andrews is passionate about planning and passionate about everything that goes with planning, and is keen to contribute. I know he's got the time. This is no disrespect to Councillor Goodrick, but you are very, very busy and on a lot of committees. And it's just really good to just have other people, but I'm sure that we'll lose this vote, as it's been going on all night, that, you know, you want everything and you take everything. But the new approach, you know, is a different approach, Councillor Duncan. So, yeah, that's why I think that we should have Councillor Andrews.
Councillor Thackeray, a second, did you wish to add to that?
No, not really. Could read you another poem, but...
Another time, Simon. Councillor Andrews, I allowed the previous nominee
you're
to
speak. You're
not
actually telling me that I can't, though, are you?
No, I'm suggesting that it would be not appropriate,
good.
And I think Councillor Andrews would like to speak.
Just to say for the people, for those newcomers who don't know me, I am the councillor who championed the town against the district council in regard to the supermarket saga, and I was proved to be right in the end. I am the councillor who took the government to court in regard to the fracking. Which involved quite a risk. Yes, I am passionate about planning. Yes, I'm also passionate about housing, and that's for those who are new people. That is who I am.
Thank you. We will go to the vote insofar as there are two nominations. We'll go alphabetically. For Councillor Andrews is plus or for. For Councillor Goodrick, the minus or against. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 5 votes on the for, 21 on the against, and 2 abstentions.
Councillor Goodrick is appointed to the representative. Any nominations for substitute? Councillor Duncan?
I'd like to propose Councillor Windrus.
That's seconded. Councillor Bailey? Are there any other nominations? No. Councillor Duncan, would you like to highlight Councillor Windrus's suitability?
Following from the argument that the Chair of Planning should be the representative, I think it follows that the Vice-Chair should attend if the Chair is unavailable, given that it aligns with the Planning Committee's remit.
Thank you. Please vote for or against then now.
Chairman, 22 votes for, 1 against, and 5 abstentions.
And therefore, Councillor Windrus is the substitute. Moving on to the Yorkshire and Humber Local Authority Employers Association, we have nominations for the representative, please. Councillor Arnold.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Keane Duncan.
And is that seconded? Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? No, in which case, please vote for or against now. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 23 votes for, 2 against, and 2 abstentions.
Councillor Duncan is appointed. And for the substitute, any nominations? Councillor Duncan?
I'd like to propose Councillor Steve Arnold.
Is that seconded? Are there any other nominations? Councillor Duncan, would you like to just say a few words about Councillor Arnold?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do think it's important that the representative on this body is the leader of council, whoever that might be, and it therefore follows that the substitute should be the deputy leader of the council. I think it's important that we're there to fight on behalf of the staff of this council and to feedback what is happening. Thank you very much.
Please vote for or against now. Please vote now.
Chairman, that's 23 votes for, 3 against, and 1 abstention.
And Councillor Arnold is appointed to sub. The Yorkshire Leaders Board, the representative, is the leader of the council. The North Yorkshire Building Control Partnership, we need nomination for the representative, please. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Caroline Goodrick.
And that's seconded by Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Duncan, would you like to highlight Councillor Goodrick's qualities for this post?
Again, in her capacity as Chairman of the Planning Committee, it makes sense that she is the representative on the North Yorkshire Building Control Partnership.
Thank you. Please vote now.
Chairman, 23 votes for, 1 against and 3 abstentions.
Councillor Goodrick is appointed. The substitute, please, any nominations for substitute? Councillor Arnold.
Councillor Snowy Windrush.
And that's seconded, please, by Councillor Hope. Are there any other nominations? No. Councillor Arnold, would you like to highlight Councillor Windrush's qualities for this?
It's back to the, as before, he's the Vice-Chairman of Planning, so I think it's important that the Vice-Chairman of Planning keeps up to date with what's going on.
Thank you, and please vote now.
Chairman, that's 23 for, 2 against and 2 abstentions.
Councillor Windrush is appointed as substitute. Moving on to the Police, Fire and Crime panel. Have we any nominations for this, please? No. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Tracy Middleton.
Is that seconded? Are there any other nominations? Councillor Arnold.
I'd like to nominate Eric Hope. There's 2 members, aren't there?
Just the 1 representative. Right. Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to ask a question, please.
Yes.
The proportionality, the Police, Fire and Crime panel has to be proportional across the North Yorkshire and York area. I'd like to ask if our nomination could impact on that proportionality and how that might then be addressed and what impact that might have for Rydal District Council.
Councillor Arnold.
If it impacts, we will draw ours.
I think in this case, because there is open questions of information we don't have right now, I suspect we'll have to defer this particular one. I'm told it will impact, but maybe we'd get absolute confirmation and come back. We will defer this to the next meeting. Councillor Clark.
I've only sort of struggled with proportionality for a mere 15, 20 years, whatever it is. But I've never seen it where you have proportionality that one council or one group or one everything else is forced into doing what they have to do to make it proportional. And on that basis, this council is putting itself at a massive disadvantage by going into sorting out proportionality when the answer for Rydal is we don't know. And on that basis, we'd be in a much stronger position if we decided what we would do, if we had a free hand of it, and I believe we may have a free hand at it, decide what we want, and then if we can't do that, we then go to the route you're saying and say, sorry, can't do it, have to rehash it. But we're putting ourselves at a disadvantage by not deciding now.
Councillor Duncan.
Maybe we should decide and then see what the implications might be of our nomination.
I think that's what Councillor Clark is saying, isn't it? Therefore, there are two nominations. In the spirit of keeping on the spirit of the way we've been going, Councillor Duncan, if you would like to highlight Councillor Middleton's suitability.
I'd like to ask Councillor
Middleton. Yeah, Councillor Middleton, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Obviously, I'm new. It's a bit daunting. I was in the police force. I've also worked with victims of crime, and I feel quite passionately about there being in other areas to look in and make sure everything's being done correctly and to pull people up if it's not being done correctly. That's it.
Thank you. Councillor Arnold, would you like to highlight Councillor Hope's qualities for this? Councillor Hope.
Thank you, Chairman. I've been a past member of this committee, but I had a little bit of health scare in January, and I passed it on to somebody else to look after it. Unfortunately, I didn't get it back when all cylinders fired at once again. I have been in the police force for 30 years, and I know roughly how they carry on. So,
what rank were you?
I started in the old York City Force as constable and finished up in charge of all North Yorkshire. So I think I'm fairly well.
Chief Super.
Pardon?
Chief Super.
I'll forgive my right hand man here. I was Force Commandant. I think I'm well bushed to take this job on again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There are two nominations working alphabetically. For Councillor Hope, please press plus or four. For Councillor Middleton, please press minus or against. Please vote now. Minus for Councillor Middleton and plus for Councillor Hope.
Chairman, that's 18 on the for and 18 on the against, and one abstention.
And therefore, really difficult. I will go with Councillor.
Right.
Yeah, well, that can't be right.
That isn't right.
The numbers.
No, that isn't right.
Well, that's 36, 37. There's only 30 of us to start with.
Eight.
Oh, sorry, 8. I thought you said 18.
18.
8, 4, 8. Got it. Right, I misheard it, sorry. Therefore, Councillor Middleton is appointed to that post, and there is no substitute. The White Rose Home Improvement Agency, the representative is Chairman of Policy and Resources, and the sub is the Vice Chairman of Policy and Resources. Now, the Coast, Wells, Wetlands, Waterways Leader Local Action Group, I gather, is, if it isn't already dead or defunct, it is about to be, so we won't go with that. Move on to the Howardian Hills Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Joint Advisory Committee. There are two representatives. Have we any nominations for that, for those posts, please? Councillor Keel.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Mason, please.
And that's seconded by Councillor Burr. Any other nominations? Councillor Duncan.
I'd like to propose Councillor Claire Dockra.
And that's seconded by Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? Councillor Keel, would you like to highlight Councillor Mason's suitability, or would Councillor Mason like to speak? Sorry. Councillor Dockery.
I'd like to propose Sue Graham.
That's seconded by Councillor Bailey. Are there any other nominations? There are three nominations so far for Councillors Mason, Dockery and Councillor Graham. Councillor Keel, what did Councillor Mason wish to speak?
I just think, being the new councillor for Mudbury Ward, voted in by people who wanted a change in the ward, it would be nice to have some representation in on some of these committees. And I think let's try and get some other voices on there rather than just the same old stuff. But I think for a Mudbury Ward, I want to be in the room to make sure that the ward is looked after.
Councillor Duncan or Councillor Docker, do you wish to speak? Councillor Duncan.
Only to say that I do agree with what Councillor Mason has said, that we need some new voices on there, and there are two fantastic candidates from my group who are both new councillors who have never served on this body before and whose wards cover the area.
And similarly, do we have anybody wishing to speak for Councillor Graham? Councillor Docker, do you wish to speak?
One of the reasons that I stood for councillor was for the villages and the villages that I represent. So, same as you, yeah, there needs to be a voice for these villages, and that's why I'm doing it.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak for or against? As there are three nominations, if there are more than two people nominated by any position to be filled, the method of voting will be by way of ballot. If there is not a clear majority of votes in favour of one person, i.e. the number of votes cast for one person is not greater than the total sum of the votes cast for all nominees, then the name of the person with the least number of votes will be taken off the list and a new vote taken. The process will continue until there is a majority of votes for one person. If at any stage in the process there is an equal number of votes cast for two nominees when one of them is to be appointed or taken off the list, the issue will be determined by the drawing of lots. Councillor Duncan.
Can I clarify, Mr. Chairman, do we get to cast two votes or do we get to just cast one vote? Given that there are two representatives for this body, do we write two names on the sheet?
I think that's it. We're voting for two representatives. Thank you. Oops. It is. Yeah. I'm sorry, microphone please.
Can we have the names again please?
Yes, we've got Councillor Steve Mason, Councillor Claire Dockra and Councillor Sue Graham.
I don't know if you saw the email that I sent you, so let me find this.
When did this come?
Don't worry about it, basically. So these are the options. We can consider the business at the next meeting of council, and that's what's happened before. The meeting is reconvened, but that can only happen after the European elections.
We have a result here that with 21 votes is Councillor Dockra, and with 20 votes is Councillor Graham, and Councillor Mason with 8. Therefore, Councillors Graham and Dockra are appointed to the Hawardian Hills Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Joint Advisory Committee. And there is a post for a substitute. Are there any nominations for that? Are there any nominations? No. Councillor Keel.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Councillor Mason, please.
And is that seconded? Are there any other nominations? Please vote now, therefore, for or against Councillor Mason.
What's this for?
The substitute on the Hawardian Hills of Outstanding Natural Beauty Joint Advisory Committee.
What's that doing?
You book him. I will. Have we all voted, please? Sorry?
No. Chairman, that's 20 votes for, 1 against, and 3 abstentions.
Therefore, Councillor Mason is appointed as substitute to the Hawardian Hills Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Joint Advisory Committee. I'm advised that we have actually run out of time for this meeting, and therefore that the outstanding nominations and votes for outside bodies will have to be deferred to the next meeting, which is on the 27th of June. With that, I have to... Councillor Andrews.
Chair, there aren't so many left. And it is possible to waive standing orders.
I think it's too late to waive standing orders, and we have to stick to the Constitution. The rules are the rules, I'm afraid. I hate rules, but when you've got them, you've got to stick to them. Therefore, Councillor Potter.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Can I just ask a question that Vale of Pickering Internal Drainage Board, you've only got 2 representatives down here, and in the past there have been 3. So in the interim, could somebody check that, please?
I believe it has been amended at their request, so it is correct, and that's Councillor Clark.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Could all members be informed of all meetings of these bodies during the next month? On that basis, we will know whether somebody's missing something or whether somebody ought to go along and observe or whatever, because the Council doesn't really want to be missing out on whatever. I don't think there's many. I think it's an email to the police. We'll cover 3 or 4 of them. That's probably it.
I think the other thing is quite right. I think the easy thing is actually for members who are interested in particular bodies to look on the relevant websites and advise themselves. But I'll see if it is possible.
I will see if it is possible.
I'm going to close the meeting now. Thank you all very much for your attendance. It's been a long meeting. We've done a lot of work. And thank you again for the immense honour of returning me as your chairman. Thank you all very much. I look forward to working with you in future.